Hello, people. Welcome to Live to Win. This is a motivational project that has the intention to help you get back to happiness. My name is Carlos Amaro, and I'm very glad to share this episode with you again after a long time. Well, I gotta tell you personally that I've been working a lot on my businesses, my English classes, and I'm writing my book as well, so it's been a very busy month. But I'm here again for you, and I'm here again to bring value to your life and to, of course, you know, give you tips that will help you be more successful and, of course, happier. So let's get down to business. Today I want to talk to you about something that's really important, and it's money. Of course, you know that money is important. And if you don't think the money is important, let me tell you that you're totally wrong. Sometimes people come to me and say, you know, Carlos, money doesn't buy happiness because we got love and we got family, etc. But I ask them, and I reply actually with a question, and it is, okay, imagine that you take your family, your mother, your father, your wife, your husband, your children, to a very beautiful vacation in Cappadocia, in Turkey. It's a wonderful place, but it costs money. It's one of the most expensive places on earth. And you're not going to take them there because you don't have the money to do that. You know. But what if you took them there? That would make them happy. That would make your family happy. And that's also giving them happiness. So stop thinking that money is not valuable. First, money is important. Stop having that mind that all these schools, universities, maybe your parents have established and instilled in you. Not. Money is important. Now, the topic today is basically not it's not to speak about money all the time. It's actually to give you a tip, or actually three tips, to increase your income and to increase your all the money you've got, all your, you know, monthly income, everything you've got. And that starts with this. Number one, guys, first start saving. I know it's very hard to save. I know people told me that, and I lived it too, and I had I went through rough patches many times in my life, but the last time I had that bad time, I was broke. I was broke 2 years ago, and I remember back then I had to sell my motorcycle to live, which was a very difficult decision. You know, I loved my bike. It was everything to me, but I had to sell it. And with the money of the sale, I had to pay my debts first. It was like worth, I don't know, $1,000 debt. I owed everybody. So I had to pay that first, and I had to pay my rent because I was late my rent, and then I had to pay my bills. So it was very hard. But what I did is this. First, I separated my first incomes. After that, I took a job after that, of course. You know, I got a job. I started saving I didn't have a lot of money. So what I did is just separate like this. The first thing I have to do is save. How? You get your income, all right? Listen to me carefully. You get all your income. Imagine that it's $100. Out of this $100, what you do is separate. You take this money and separate it and divide it. Just you extract the 30% of this amount. So if it's $100, how much you're going to take out? You're going to take out $30. So what are you going to do with this money? This money, this $30, need to be divided into piggy banks, let's say. Into accounts, if you want. You know, you can open bank accounts and have these money separately divided. Now, what you do is half of this money, half of the $30, $15, you deposit it in your account. This account will be your savings account. All right? So in this savings account, you put all this have 30%, all this 15% of all your salary every month. And this money is untouchable. You don't touch this money unless you have an emergency, and this emergency has to be, I don't know, a health emergency, a surgery, something like that, that's very, very difficult to face and you need money for. In that case, you do it. But if you don't have that, you just don't touch that money. Now, but if you told me, Carlos, you know, I don't have money for the rest of the month and it's just the 15th, I don't care. You just have to live with that all the rest of the days until you get paid again. You have to be disciplined. So divide 15% of your salary to this savings account, and then the other 15%, because remember that you extracted $30 out of this 100, this 15% you will get it into your investment account. This account or this piggy bank is going to be for this money that is first to invest and second to grow. First, you invest in different things. You can invest on your education, so you pay a course with that money. You don't touch the savings money, you don't touch your salary, you touch this money, right? Or if you want to open a new business in the future, after 5 months you will have some amount of money and you get this and you invest it in a business. You start, I don't know, you know what? I started selling t-shirts, guys. I started selling t-shirts. So I took this 15% of money after 3 months of, of collecting it. And then I bought a dozen of t-shirts. I had them printed with Game of Thrones theme, because it was Game of Thrones. You know, it was the 8th season of Game of Thrones. It was 2 years ago. It was on TV and it was very famous and everybody, it was a trend. So I sold the t-shirts and I had I remember it was like 20% profit. So I made the money grow. That's what you do. All right, so summing up, first, you take out the 30% of your money, of all your income every month. You separate this 30% in half. The first half you put it in your savings account and the other half you put it in your investments account. And then you start from there. You will see that after 5-6 months, you will see that you do have real money on your account. You have money in the bank. That's how you grow. And you have no idea how helpful that was to me, how useful that technique was to me, because now, after 2 years of that, I'm very good. So that's why I'm sure that it works. The second tip is going to be very quick now. The second tip is for you to get disciplined and don't waste your money on bullshit. Yes, as you listen. Don't buy stupid things. Don't buy things that you don't need. If you have a TV and you're happy with that TV, stay with it. Don't buy a bigger TV and a more expensive TV. Why? Warren Buffett said, when you're about to buy something, ask yourself this question. What would happen if I don't buy that? What would happen if I didn't buy that thing? If the answer is nothing, so don't buy it because you don't need it. Now, of course, if you have one pair of shoes that you wore all the year, of course you need to buy new shoes, because those shoes will help your feet keep warm and look good. With that look, you can get a better job, you see. So clothes can be good. They can be assets, because you use a suit. Imagine you buy a suit after 2 months, new suit. That's an investment, because with that suit, you will get a new, better job, for example. So don't buy shit, all right? Don't buy things that you don't need. Start saving this money and start collecting it for your own. Now, remember the savings and investment account. Forget about it. The 70% of your money, of your salary, has to be for your bills, you know, for your bills, for family, for support, household, everything. And the rest, if you have some money left at the end of the month, keep it. Don't waste it. Don't spend it. Keep it and make it grow. And the third tip, guys, that personally helped me too, is to have a financial control of my income. You know, I have a lot of spreadsheets. I love spreadsheets. and I have them on my laptop, on my cell phone, and I control my money from there. Every income I've got, I just, you know, write it down, I recorded it, and I keep track of how much I'm spending and how much I'm receiving. And then at the end of the month, I can make a balance and say like, okay, I had like 20% profit this month, I had 10% profit this month, or I lost 10% of my money this month. So you see, you need to keep track of your financial movement. It's very important. Have a budget and start working from there. You can make a list, start from there, you know, open a Google Note or Google Keep, I think that's the name of the app. Google Keep Doc or Google Docs, whatever, open it, start writing down like income, everything you just receive money from, like salary, sales, whatever, and the amount. And then outcome or expenses. The expense is going to be everything you, of course, spend your money on, like bills and everything. So keep track of that, of this. All right. So guys, I'm done with this. I don't want to keep you, you know, out of your business and out of your current day now. I want to say something to finish. Money is important. And if you start looking at money as something that really helps your life move along and move on, you're going to start changing your life. I did it. It worked with me. And all these techniques, these three techniques: one, separate the 30% of your salary, divide it in half, savings and investment. Number two, it was to, you know, be wise with your money. Don't spend the money on things that you don't need. And number three is keep track of your financial movements. All these three things, guys, help me grow personally and also grow my businesses now. I hope it works. I hope it worked now, if you're doing it, or I hope it works in the future. Well, that's all, guys. Thank you very much for listening this episode. Thank you very much for tuning in, and the people that are listening to this that are my students on my you know, language school, thank you very much for following it. Keep learning, keep improving, and for the rest of you guys, keep being successful. I wish you success, I wish you love, and well, I wish you tons of blessings. Thank you very much again. My name is Carlos Amaro. Thank you very much for listening to Live to Win, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.